Okay, the nationality of anyone born in the USA is what? If you're born in the United States, your nationality is?
American.
Okay, talking about race, word that you would use for a person with black skin, what would you call it? What race would that be?
A colored race.
And what about white race? What would you call those people with white skin?
They have white race.
Okay. Okay, what would you call white people who aren't well off and haven't had a chance of education, especially those that are good for nothing or too lazy to work?
Poor people.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the Negroes would call them?
White trash.
What would you call somebody who lives out in the country and doesn't know anything about town ways and is very conspicuous when he goes to town?
Countryman.
If someone is waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him and he calls to you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you in.
In a minute.
Okay, the part of your head above your eyes where you might put your hand when you're tired?
Forehead.
You go to the barber and you have him cut your
hair.
Okay, where did the old time storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it? And it was all his hand?
Above his ear.
If someone's mumbling, you say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
He got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
You have a dentist look at your
teeth.
Okay, and the flesh around your teeth is?
The gums.
Okay, you could hold a baby bird in the what of your hand?
Palm of your hand.
Okay. He got mad and he doubled up both of his
feet.
Okay, what about this? What'd you call that? He doubled up his hands and made a... What would you hit, if you were going to hit somebody, what would you hit them with?
Be your fist.
Okay, if someone's been sick for a while and he's up and about now, but he still looks bad, you'd say he looks a bit what?
But pale.
A person who can lift heavy weights, what you might you call him?
Heavyweight.
Okay, a child might say they don't want to go upstairs in the dark. They say I'm
afraid.
Someone leaves a lot of money on a table and the door unlocked, you might say that he was mighty
careless.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you could say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
foolish.
If a man is very sure of his ways and never wants to change, you say, don't be so
stupid.
Someone you can't joke but with without him losing his temper, you might say he's
high-tempered.